to feel again.
Hey, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, men, to radio. Of course, you know I meant men and women. The sun rises here. A very beautiful good afternoon to you. 16 minutes past 12 on the clock. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. How are you? Okay, so today on the show, a conversation I was supposed to have in 2023, but I guess the turning of the moon and the movement of the sun didn't quite let me do it. I think today's a good day. It's still the beginning of the year. And yeah, I would say the best time to get into what the plan can still look like. If you don't have a plan already, ain't sure about a direction, how to turn, where to go, if you should go, have the courage to go, leave. Yeah, I think sometimes change can be difficult. I don't think it's so difficult. I think it's maybe your lack of reception. But just in case you've overcome all that hurdle of what if, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, well, there are quite a number of directions you may benefit if you turn into. Now, there are other factors that may impede your reason for not turning, not leaving, not going, not changing, staying a course. Yeah, we can talk about that another time. But today should be the benefit of those, or should be in the benefit of those who want an idea. And so the topic, our first hour, is where the money at. We had a 2022 version. I really loved it. Many of you actually did stir up some. I want to say maybe I was particularly inspired by the many things a lot of you do to fight for yourselves when it comes to trying to make a living, and hopefully that can afford you make a life, because first you have to make a living and then try to make a life with the living. And some of you can have transcended the zeros and the triviality of what money can dictate. So there is you making a living on one hand, and then there is your life on the other hand. And to a large extent, I would even say to a separate observing degree, your life is probably even a whole lot better than your income. You know, those special people? Good. Today, where the money at, we're talking about all the things. Well, maybe not all of it, but to the best of your knowing, the industries, the sectors, business ideas that people can consider in order to make money in the year 2024. So it might be another source of income. It may require you to resign from one spot and go somewhere else. About a few weeks ago, I was speaking to someone who right now has a job, and he said to me, I'll be leaving in another month where I work. I'll be leaving. And I say, well, are you sure about that? And he says, yeah, very sure. Very, very sure about it. And I say, well, where are you going? He says, oh, I'm going to do my own thing. And then I say, well, how sure are you? Can you give me a vague picture as to how sure this is for you? And the first thing he raised was the simming comfort of where he was that denied him the privilege of the potential of where he could be. And he says, look, if I'm always going to just be here for this illusory comfort space, then I'm never really going to go do my own thing. I'll never know how great it can be. I never know the extent to which I have the capacity to reach. And I thought about it last year. And I said to him, hold on a second. Why don't you build capacity? And after building financial capacity, then you can leave. He's like, well, I said that last year. And it doesn't look like as long as I'm here, I'm going to be able to build that financial capacity. Because the illusory sense of security that this job gives to me doesn't even allow me gather capacity. The financial capacity you say I should gather. So you know what? I'm launching into the unknown without the financial capacity, but with just enough clarity, will, and direction for what I want to do, what I love to do, and what I will do. That's a man who's clear. Now, that's a man with potential. That's a man willing to risk. And I tell you, rule number one, you must be willing to lose. All right, so today on the show, you're going to hear the ideas, and the decision will be yours to make. From tech to futurist technology to AI to local business ideas, to international business ideas, to online trade, online business, what, where, how. Yes. I remember someone sent me a message about 2 weeks ago and says, oh, Joyce, you haven't done this whole Where the Money At episode on radio. You need to do it. I know I needed to do it just to give you some idea. And hopefully you understand it enough. Invest yourself into it enough to get up, rise, and leap forward. So as much as I want to say good luck to you, the show's barely started. But I would say after the show, you find the courage to do something better or do something different. Dare. Okay, that's our first hour. Second hour, we're going into the gist from yesterday, which barely started, which is about my question to you. And I have spent the last few hours thinking about it, you know, from yesterday. And the question once again is it possible that the country Nigeria can be in the hands of a god or maybe gods? Look, let me explain how I got here. The video on Third Mainland Bridge. Yeah, that video where there were three rams were slaughtered. Yeah, I think that video is the physicality or the appearance of something. I'm asking us to attempt to dig into what it is. So there's what it looks like, and then there's what it could actually mean. All right. And I did promise I was going to tell you a story about something I learned on one of my visits to Milan. And but there's no spiritual side to it, though. But I'll tell you nonetheless. I think I've heard about a bridge built in China and an insane number of workers died building that bridge. Yeah. And just out of curiosity, let's dig into the shadows. Let's go into the darkness with some light. And if we are able to arrive at any level, any sophisticated level of comprehension, then it forces us to look at a religious setting, or at least the claim that we're religious people. That may need even in itself to be adjusted the way we talk about it, because we could be delusional when we verbally say, oh, we're religious people. But meanwhile, you're religious in a place where the foundation stone of that place is in an opposite spot, opposite direction. Yeah, quite a number of things to touch around here. Those of you who sent me messages yesterday, if you can resend it, I'll appreciate. Otherwise, I think I have, as much as I was able to gather, screenshots of the messages sent yesterday, because I couldn't read the enormity of it on the show yesterday. So today's another day. We intend to make it happen. We hold it to be worthy of note. It's a great Wednesday to be alive and to be listening to Nigeria Info. I'm off on a break. Now I'll be right back. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Break even by the script. All right. So we're about to talk about, we're about to begin a conversation around many things that could be considered in the year 2024. You're going to have to be the one to determine what concerns you, what inspires your passion, what stirs your curiosity. Sometimes it's just enough curiosity to revive a passion inside of you. You are going to have to be the one to determine whether you have enough will, enough direction, maybe even enough curiosity to pursue a new venture, maybe layer up on your previous another venture. So we're talking money, of course. And our first hour, where is the money? Where should people look? What should people do? And I think every business has its risks, right? Tell us the high risks business. Tell us the low risks business. And I would ask that you come pen and paper ready. And those of you who are making money silently, you know the show is calling out to you. Help a brother out. Who knows? Someone sent me a message saying that he watched a series, Billions, and went into stock trade. I'm not sure how stock trading is doing in Nigeria. But what's up? Like, yeah. Because, you know, at this point, I could be in the dark, absolutely ignorant about floodgates that I could open and just cash out like a bandit. Fraudsters, don't call me. I'm not asking you to inspire anyone. All right, so the rest will be subject to trial and, tried and tested methods. Because sometimes people go into business and come out and they claim, well, it's not successful, didn't go well. But maybe you didn't quite try right. And that could explain why you failed. And so if you are in that kind of industry or that sort of industry where people fall out and you may have some kind of key to how best you can remain and not just remain, but make money. Sure. Let us know how we can go about it. All right. Once upon a time, we did it for the passion, but the world insists, like rogues, we all chase money. But I'm going to say that you should be careful about that. The love of money, you know, they say, is the root of your misery. +7 900 993 993 993 and 01 465 71 90. Where the money at? So you kind of get the drift. What is it people can do in the new world that could aid their income level? What should people learn? What skills? Because apparently I think skills can be a currency. Actually, skills are a currency. But what kind? On Nigeria Info, we're talking. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Faith.
Afternoon to you. Thank you.
Yeah, please, I'm calling to hear from Mr. Jimmy Diso.
Okay. What do you want from him?
Hello?
What do you want from him?
Mr. Bean asked me to call me today.
Call him tomorrow on his show.
I should call him tomorrow?
Yeah, call Jimmy tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Welcome to the show, The Sunny Side. How are you? Make it back. By the way, where is the gentleman we told about that Akara idea? Did you take it seriously? There was a man who sent us a message asking what he could do with the 200,000 naira. And I thought I re-echoed a message sent suggesting that he should start the Akara business. So I want to find out whether he really did take that advice seriously. And if you did, I'd like to know, maybe even taste it to give it some kind of credit score. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Speak up for me. You're not going to whisper your way through this one today.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. I'm sorry, you're going to have to call me back, please. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Michael Myro is my name.
Welcome, thank you. So, where the money at?
Let me tell you my story.
Does he have money in it? Because we're really talking money today.
This time, 2021, mm-hmm. Precisely, came back from Abuja.
Okay.
And I went to invest in stock.
Okay.
Trading. And what I did was I converted naira to dollar. I think the rate then was about 400.
Mm-hmm.
I changed $250.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was this trading thing that came on your show, and I read. And there was this artificial intelligence thing they want me to get, which I entered. Now, where I'm going is that if they continue, they now want me to practice. That is, do the buying and the selling of the market by myself.
Okay.
But I was not matured enough to understand the market. So for about 6 months, they kept this money. And by the record, it was going. Went back to them. They forced me out, not that I went to them.
Okay.
Like, they told me, your money is not growing. If you cannot practice by playing the game to win and lose, come and take away your investments. Ordinarily, if I have been able to tie that $250 down, Joy, do you know how much it will be today? 3 years.
Okay.
Today, it will have worth about $4 million.
So
now, I'm not regretting, but I learned
that
I need to get to know how to play with that money thing. I can really, by now, play on that trade, that international trade thing. I know what to do. I have learned.
Good.
Can I talk about the ritual thing?
No, you can't. Of course you know you can't. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, when the time comes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, what skills can help anyone make money? 99.3 Nigeria Info. He learned he should have acquired a skill. Now, what skills should people learn? And then, which of these industries did you think held huge potential? You went into it only for you to be disappointed the moment the whole process became clear to you. Because you know that year they were really, really marketing and pushing this whole... But now that buzz has died down. So two things could be possible. I'm no longer hearing it. So it's a personal thing where for some weird reason it doesn't come to my hearing. Or it really isn't what it was set to be. Where the money at? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, it's good to have you here. Good to have you. Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling. Where are the money at?
This is Operation Maker from Nigeria.
Pardon me, bring it back. You say?
We're talking about...
What's your name, please?
This is Corporation Maker.
Okay, good, good.
Calling from Nigeria.
Good to have you. So...
All right. We're talking about skills. Sorry, I'm on the road, though.
All right. I'll survive.
I'm talking about skills. Skills is one thing that passion, you can't do away with passion.
So which one is giving us money this year? Which one do you know of?
Shoemaking.
Tell us about it. Oh.
So I talk about shoemaking. Shoemaking, some people see it as a local being a shoemaker, but there are so many things going on in the industry that people don't know about.
Tell us about it.
And there is money. There is money. I talk about there is money. There is money.
Where? Tell us how we can make the money. How and where does the money...
Okay. The index knowledge. I don't think we can say that.
Wait. Please wait. Can you hang up and call me back? I'm losing my mind with the thing. The way this thing sounds, please.
Okay.
No. Hang up and call me back. I beg you. Please. Please. Thank you. The line isn't clear at all. Thank you. The Sunny Side. How are you doing? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Where is the money? And what skills are people getting into that's pretty much giving them money? Hello. The Sunny Side.
Hello. Good afternoon, John.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's better.
Okay. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many ways to make money today in Nigeria.
Yeah, give us a few, man. Give us a few.
Very lazy.
Oh, we're lazy?
We're lazy.
Uh-oh.
You may not believe it. I'm now a launderer.
You're a launderer?
Yes, I learned how to do laundry as a manager. It's a very nice, a very lucrative job.
Oh.
I thought I should be on my own.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Today, I'm no longer in that somebody's job. I'm doing it on my own. Yeah. I started from my home. Now I have outlets where I do laundry. you may not have too much clients, very few of them, but manage them very well. Let them be. Even when you travel and come back, they will come back.
Okay, so give us an idea. Who's your market? What class? What social economic class?
My market is almost virtually everybody. You know, conductors come and wash clothes.
No way.
You don't have time to wash their clothes. You need to be on a party on a traffic or something.
Okay, so how much do you charge? Like, what's the pricing range? Like, how much do you charge? What do you charge?
A shirt goes for 600 naira now.
To 600 naira? Yeah. Okay. And bus drivers, 600 naira to wash a shirt.
1,000. Why kaftan 1,000?
Kaftan is 1,000 naira.
1,000 plus. 1,200. White kaftan 100.
Oh, then the ones with color 1,200.
Yes.
Okay. So give us a rough idea. In a year, how much do you think you're making a year? Or is it better a month to ask how much income you could be making?
As a starter, you may not be having so much money to make. But you can plus minus 100,000 naira per month.
Legit?
You can still, as well, subscribe to your business. You know what I mean? It's like you going to work much literally every day of your life. You may tell you, okay, 10 pounds per week or 5 pounds per week. Now, 3 times in a month, you can be like until 5,000 naira monthly. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yes, I do.
So, in every see you dropping your food, I've got them done within 3 or 4 days.
So, but you're not hand washing. Like hand washing. Sometimes hand wash, given what the fabric requires.
Let it this way.
Oh, your line is breaking up again. Hold on, wait. The line anymore.
Whether you use washer, that washing machine, your hand. There's no time your hand will not have touched that those clothes.
Oh no! There's absolutely no. Trying to remove. I didn't think hand washing was a problem. I just wondered whether you were hand washing or using a machine.
For a starter, you can start with hand washing.
Okay.
Braggadoes, just set up machine there.
Okay.
One, it's expensive to use machine to wash. Because of today's price of energy.
Yeah.
Two, if you don't wash clean the clothes of a Nigerian.
Yeah.
We're not in Europe where you don't see dust.
Oh, look, I must apologize to you, and I'm so sorry. You're fading off into the darkness right now. You're not clear enough. You may have to call me back. The line is in. Please, thank you. Woo. The sunny side. Okay, so who knew? Wait. Bus conductors, drivers are washing their clothes. Who knew? Because they don't have time to do it. So here is something I guess you probably never may have thought about. Dry cleaning can give you money. All right, so that's one. Well, if you're a cleaner, how successful is your business? And is this also is this a kind of business that may be neighborhood dependent? You know what I mean? Where depending on the kind of neighborhood you are, that could drive your success. And now I'm hoping when he calls back, he can help answer that question. Hello, Nigeria Info.